Vignette number 79 from Zen is Right Here, Teaching Stories and Anecdotes of Shunju Suzuki. Soon after she had arrived in America to join her husband, Suzuki Roshi's wife said, "Why do you work so hard preparing for lecture? It's raining. And the last night that it rained, only 2 people came. I hope that 10 come tonight." He answered, "One or 10, it makes no difference." So that came from Mitsu Suzuki. And that soon after she arrived, so that'd be in 1962. I understand that. Yeah, he just came to America and started doing what he believed in, which was following Dogen's way, sitting. And he was turning over a new leaf, just like we have at different times in our life, frequently trying to and doing so. he did it. He came and he just started sitting every morning and waiting for things to happen. And because he was the right person in the right place at the right time, a lot happened starting right away. Didn't have to be that way. I'm sure plenty of great teachers have sat and waited, and not so many came, maybe one. Just having one person that you pass on your teaching to who can carry that on, carry on the transmission, is a great relief and a great accomplishment for a teacher. But you can't worry about how many come, you just do it. Now, operate under the same principle. In my case, under the same delusion. I just do what I do and make it available, and I do as little promotion as possible. Now, I wouldn't mind if other people promoted it. That would be fine. But, you know, I'm so involved with content, just getting the content down, that I don't spend a lot of time polishing it and making it available. Like my wife wants me to start putting stuff on Instagram because she reads Surya Das there all the time. And that's great. You know, he's a good teacher and he has profound things there all the time. And, you know, and I think, God, I said, I can't keep up with what I'm doing. If somebody else wants to do that, great. But then I think I'd rather move in the other direction, you know. I'd rather just do what I'm doing. And if it has any value, maybe somebody will pick up on it or something like that. I'm mainly sharing the wisdom of others. I guess that's what Suzuki was doing too. I mean, he was sharing the wisdom of Dogen and Buddha and Buddhism. But I don't think of it like I have any wisdom to impart. I like sharing what other people have to say and other people have thought, and other people's lives. But I must say that Suzuki was pleased when many people came, of course. And I am pleased when, you know, I see responses. I mean, we all want to be liked. And we want what we do to be shared. It's hard not to. Anyway, yeah. But, you know, Suzuki got to be so successful, then he started thinking, oh, my God, it's getting too big. And there was a lot of talk back then about you know, Richard Baker taking over as Abbott. Or we'd talk about Katagiri being in charge of that, and then Suzuki going off and working more closely with a few people. But that was all just talk. I don't know if he'd have ever done that. Anyway, it doesn't matter, I know, if it's 1 or 10. Actually, it doesn't matter if it's none or 10, because we're all connected in a deeper, more real way, like behind us or in the dark where we can't see. And we're focused on the light in front of us and think this is what's important, this has meaning. And it does have some meaning. But all these things are really just part of the great mystery. So good luck to us all. This has been a Kuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Booba of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka, who's listening to Spotify downstairs. I hear you might pick up a little tiny bit of that. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.